So, last week, I learnt an awful lot. It started on Monday afternoon, when I drove to Hamilton with four teenage girls. In the first 5 minutes, I heard so many makeup and hair and clothing items I'd never previously knew existed. And, preparation for Libby, oh, that's a pretty scary thought. Yeah, and Devlin was on that trip, just to name and shame, but she's not here today because she's really unwell, so we're missing her and what she was going to share today, but maybe another time. So she was on that trip, and when we arrived in Hamilton, we were joined by Michael and Jacob and a bunch of others from Central and North Point churches for the annual Extend Conference. So as has been said, it's for 15 to 18-year-olds, and it's run by the legendary Marilyn Withers. She is just an absolute star for those who want to grow in their relationship with God. So pretty much, as Jacob said, it's about extending ourselves, those who are there, about being open to encountering God, about making new friends, which certainly did happen, and by giving new things a go. So pretty much the days involved an early wake up from our Marae style sleeping, breakfast where the early bird caught the Cocoa Pops, a morning meeting where two leaders shared part of their testimony. There were then seminars and small groups, then lunch, free time, workshops, then dinner, and an evening meeting. And the evening meeting was led by the students. So they played in bands that led us in worship, and they shared testimonies or a story or an encouragement of what God had been up to in their life. So there's probably about an average of 20 young people sharing parts of their story of God in their life each night. And at the end of each meeting, there was a response time with an opportunity to spend time reflecting and connecting with God, just being still about and sharing with leaders and their friends and praying together. And these were really incredible times. The seminars involved included a wide range of topics such as leadership and Bible engagement, healing hurt, understanding yourself, living for God outside of Sunday mornings. Are there any answers to those tough questions? Listening to God, identity, spiritual growth, all sorts of stuff. And there were workshops as well that included things like leading worship, overseas mission awareness, how to share your faith, how to prepare and communicate your testimony, doing community service projects, all sorts of things. So I went along, as this is a key week in the lives of our older teens. And being an all-age, all-stage church means being a pastor to all ages at various times. So I found it a really excellent camp, outstanding input. There was fantastic opportunity and space to grow in God. So that's enough from me as by way of an intro. So we're going to hear a bit about it from, who's first? Michael, from Michael's perspective. So let's give Michael a hand. So he's going to come up and share.
Alrighty. So Extend, for a lot of the people who go and myself, it's like the highlight of the year sort of thing. Cannot stop talking about it enough. So as well as extending ourselves with God, we extend ourselves in many ways, and for me particularly this year, it was growing in my relationship with other people as well. Something I sort of put into practice this year was sort of tuning into what God might be saying to me and how he might be communicating it to me. And so one night, Thursday night in particular, was really cool for this. Heaps of my friends, because Extend, like, you form relationships with people there, and like I consider them my best friends. They surpass my schoolmates and stuff. We're one big family. And so Thursday night, there was heaps of my friends sharing their testimonies, all at the start, and then sort of felt God wanting me to just go and talk to them afterwards, just like little one-on-one chats. So I was fighting with the idea for a while, but then I did it, and so I took them out back, like one-on-one conversations, and just talked to them about like extra stuff that they didn't share up the front, and it was fantastic. It was a beautiful time. I'm just growing with them, getting to know them better, and strengthening those bonds that we have. So some pretty incredible things came out of that. Like some of my friends have like been sexually abused and go on SIFs and like traveled from family to family and like have a really hard time and stuff. And that experiencing that also sort of helped confirm like what my sort of gifts and talents are. Because the camp's sort of about trying to discover that and where we're called to be. And so I really confirmed for me that these guys have their stories, and they can reach out to people through those stories. But as for me, I don't have one of those stories. My story is one of like abundant blessing, and I realize that I have an ability to like genuinely reach out to others in love that that perhaps my friends who have these broken stories aren't able to do. It was just fantastic time. Also really enjoyed the downtime. That was good.
What happened to the downtime?
Just more one-on-one relations.
Left that wide open, Mikey. So you might have not, and so you might, there's a couple of things to notice there. One of them is that the name on it isn't his, and you might have to ask him about the key as well. Yeah. So I'll leave you to talk with him about that. Hey, but that's really awesome, Michael, because I think the thing that really stands out for me when I, you know, was just listening to you then was that, you know, you've heard a nudge, you've heard a whisper from God, and you've been open to hearing that in the first place, and you've chosen to act on that by, you know, taking that time with those friends. And I think that's a real encouragement for each one of us, eh? To, when we hear those nudges from God in our lives, to respond and to be courageous and walk into that, walk into whatever that is that God's leading us in. And trust that God's going to use us in that. And that was your example, eh? Your experience, I mean, of being with your friends and helping them and stuff. So that's really awesome. Really awesome. So thank you. We are going to pray for Michael and Jacob a little bit later on in the service. But we're going to just break up the speaking bits right now. And so we're going to...
Since I was curating, I've got to put all the bad photos of Andrew up rather than all the bad photos of me. So there is a photo of me asleep in bed, but luckily that is not available to me, so... But great photos of Andrew. He's very photogenic. So extend for me is several things. First of all, building relationships, not only with God but with others. And like Michael said, the extend family we have is our best friends. And so we have friends from Dargville, North Shore, Auckland, Hamilton, Whitianga, Palmerston North, and Wellington, and I'm probably forgetting somewhere else as well.
What's the gender balance?
We are all created in the image of God, so it doesn't really matter. And so, as this extend family, we would be with each other in the morning services and we'd worship with each other, and then during free time we'd go run around down in the river down below where a lot of the photos are from. We'd play cards, and then during the evening services we'd worship with them again, but then we'd also be there to support them and pray for them if they required or needed it, especially during reflection times. And then building relationship with God came through different ways as well. And part of that is building knowledge. And so And each morning there would be a seminar, and I went to a variety of seminars, but with pretty much one or two themes through that. And it was leadership and then mission. And so I went to seminars on being the salt and the light in your school, and so doing what I can in my school to reach out to others. And then being the Christian you were meant to be, and so all about your personality and how that is formed for you. And I've done the Myers-Briggs, and I come right up in the middle of everything, so I don't actually have a personality. But I can use that for God's purpose. Yeah. And then in the afternoon, there were the practical outlets, so being practical and being the hands and feet of Jesus, but also building up the skills. And so writing a message. On the first day, I went to sports, but I came back too late to go to the workshop I really wanted to do, so I went to writing a short message and went through that one, and then I went to first aid, because that finished early, did CPR for a little bit, and then I just went and helped Mer out with setting up for the evening. And then on the next day, I got to go out and do the service and community. And so I've done this each year, and you go out, collect rubbish off people's yards, and then you just chuck it in a big skip. And it was really, really encouraging for me for Stu to come up to me on the last day, and he's the leader that runs each year, and goes, "Jacob, it was really good to see you again." And that really, really encouraged me, and it was like, God can work through me by doing mission. And then also had small groups, and small groups were pretty much similar to every other year, as in we got a study, got through the first page, and then we went and had a discussion about other things. And my small group leader was yours truly, Andrew, and we had a great time going into the community and having some food. And then each night would come testimonies, worship and reflection. And testimonies of my friends. I'm kind of protected here in West, in the West environment, and I have great parents and they've raised me up nicely. Though dysfunctional most of the time. But then hearing my friends who have been abused sexually, physically, and then also going through SIFs, it's not something I experience much here. And so being there to support them and pray for them afterwards and say, Jesus didn't want this to happen, but He will still use this. He will still be with you. And then on the final night with the reflection, in one of the photos there were helium balloons, and in the video right at the end had the helium balloons, and that was symbolising being filled with the Holy Spirit. And even if you're filled once, you rise up, but then if you don't get filled again, you just sink back down. And so you need continually be filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with helium, so you can stay at your peak. And then also being anointed by the Holy Spirit, they had oil jars, and they would do the cross on your forehead. And that tradition that has gone through for over a millennia is very powerful. It shows God isn't alive just now. God has been alive in the past, and God will continue to be alive forever. So, yeah, and that is my extended experience. Sleep, average. Showers, I got up early each morning and had a nice, warm, five-minute shower. So I got I think I got the best showers out of everyone. Yep, everyone after me had cold showers. Food, and duties, we only got one duties, but they were the toilets. So We made sure they were clean. And that is my extended experience.
Thank you, Jacob. Isn't it good to be able to... I think it's just, you know, you said about Stu, who is the leader leading the community service, and Jacob's been a part of that 3 years, and just, you know, the way Jacob... I saw Jacob cleaning the toilets and getting involved and doing the rubbish and having that affirmation spoken over him, how it's good to see him, and it's not just a once-off sort of thing. But, yeah, I think in Jacob we really do see a lot of that that mission heart of God in really practical ways, eh? Making a real difference, getting stuck in, getting his hands dirty to make a difference. So I think that's really something awesome that has been... You know, that we see in you, Jacob, and that we affirm in you, and that others do as well. So that's really choice that, that God was able to use you in that way. Overextend and with your friends as well. That's really choice. Really choice. Well, how about I'd like us to pray for Michael and Jacob. And also, how about you guys come back up? Because also I think the other thing that's sort of separate from Extend is that, you know, these guys have been a part of us here for, how long?
17, 18 years.
Nearly 18 years next week or something, or in a couple of weeks. All your lives. And you know what, things are actually going to be different in 6 months' time, aren't they?
Yes.
Because in 6 months' time, these guys are going to be, will have... left New Plymouth, will have left West, and will have been headed somewhere else for university. And despite what Mouse might say, you guys are going to be really missed. I know you're going to be missed by the younger kids, and you're going to be missed by the older kids, and you're going to be missed by the very old kids. By all of us. And so I thought, hey, let's have that opportunity just to say, what are the next 6 months look like for you guys, and how can we pray for you? So come and use the microphone. And then I'm going to invite people up to come and pray for these guys.
Lots of study. Trying to do study. Just pray that we can actually start studying.
He actually has been studying, I know.
So I'm sort of the same. First time I really need to knuckle down intentionally, ever, I think. So that's quite a big thing in the next few months, maybe three, not quite six. And then after that, it's holidays. I want to do a lot in the holidays, and so I suppose just bit of wisdom to decide what to do, to choose from the options I have, and so a bit of wisdom that I'll choose the best things to do. That's good. I'm probably going up to Auckland. That's almost a given now. Want to get involved with Hillsborough Baptist up there, so that's where a few of my best mates go. So I want to, as well as doing engineering at Auckland Uni, I want to get quite stuck in there with their youth program, I suppose. I think that's something God's really put on my heart, so that's good.
Still not 100% sure what I'm doing next year. I am likely to do something in the science field, either just doing a science degree or going into medicine. And I'll probably be doing it at Auckland too, with Michael.
BFFs. What was I going to say? No, they're not for these guys.
Oh, sorry.
So Michael mentioned Hillsborough Baptist. Now, just to let you know, I'm very aware of Hillsborough because that was the neighbouring church where I grew up, and they've got it's a fantastic church. So, yeah, that's really cool. So, how about we? If you people want to come and pray, you can pray where you are, or you might want to come up and lay a heavy hand on these guys. So, just to invite some of you guys up, it'd be really good to pray for what God has been doing in their lives over at Extend and for them in the coming months.
Father God, I raise these boys up to you. We all give you thanks for these fine young men. We pray that they go into the world and continue the work that you have set down before them, and that they will become fantastic role models for so many of the wayward and screwed up kids of this world. So God, we lift them up to you and ask that you will continue them on your journey and their journey.
Lord, thank you for the work that you do through the Baptist churches, through BYM, through Mur and the team that organise Extend, and also the Easter camps, the things that make young people excited and just show the world and particularly these guys' world that you are the way, the truth and the life. And it's not a boring thing. It's a real thing and it's a life thing. So thank you for the faith and that people grow in through these programs. And Lord, thank you for Jacob and Michael, for the twinkle in my eye from 18 or so years ago. Lord, we know that you have got plans for them, and that part of the journey is discovering those plans. I just pray that they will continue to be aware of what you want and to meet you there, and go before them to prepare the way as well. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Lord, we thank you that in your word you have said that the Holy Spirit will be not only with us, but will be in us. And Lord, I thank you this morning that you, Holy Spirit, are living within these two young men. Lord, show them the way to go. Lead them in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Let them see you leading them. Let them see what you see, so that they will see that you are the God who loves them more than anything in the world, that they are more valuable than anything else he has ever made. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Money. Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just thank you for these two already great men in your house, Father. Amen. And we thank you for their evident and practical hearts after you, Lord. And I just pray for their parents who, in about 6 months' time, that covering their parents have had for them, they've got to let them go and trust that they have a solid footing in God, that they now will need to pick up for themselves that faith, that trust in God, that guiding hand. They need to sense it for themselves as they step out from under the protection their parents have given them for the last 18 or so years. And they step fully and completely into the life you have for them, Lord. And we just pray that they already know you're with them, that they can feel your guiding now. And we thank you for those desires that you've placed in their hearts, the desires to help the young people of this nation, the people who will be the future leaders, the future role models for this nation. Help these men to be great leaders and role models to them. And not in their own strength, Lord. Not through the things that they can do, but through their reliance on you and the things that you do through them.
Dear God, I just really pray that you will continue to protect Michael and Jacob. We know that you will do that. And going to university is a completely different life. And you see some incredibly strange things there. And you're exposed to these things, Lord. And I know when I was there, I just really felt your presence. And I know that these two will. And that's a wonderful thing. And I know that it will be hard to let them go, but that's the great thing about you, is that no matter where they are, you will be with them. Amen. And thank you that they have been good role models to our children. And but also, Lord, I just pray that you will guide them in their relationships too with females, because I know that that's becoming a big thing to both of these boys, and I just pray that they choose wisely there too, Lord, because we don't want them hurt.
Amen.